Last night, Douglas East constituency had a meeting. 8 candidates standing next week's general election. A little short of time with all those on the platform. Alex Bell was there.
Last night's rather packed affair saw well over 120 residents fill the hall at Lock Promenade Methodist Church to capacity. And with a veritable barrage of questions from those in attendance fired at each of the 8 candidates for Douglas East's 2 seats, well, as you can imagine, there was something of a rushed atmosphere there. In fact, there wasn't room for any more than 6 written questions from the audience. From those which were raised came a fairly broad range of discussion. There were the perennial local issues, promenade regeneration, parking, local industry, and also miscellaneous national concerns, so from abortion law reform to the ever-present problems of public sector pensions and streamlining government. I spoke to a few of those present about their own personal take on the debate, ahead of what's set to be a fraught, and perhaps very close, election night in the East next Thursday.
I think there was a couple of strong candidates appeared. I thought it was a good night. It was a good set of questions covered.
I think that a lot of the issues raised this evening are very important. I am a great believer that pretty much everything begins with education.
Largely the pensions issue. I think it's a big black hole in government that needs to be sorted out. I know there's a plan in place, but we've only got a few years to see if that will work.
I think some of the other issues raised about the way forward for the island, about streamlining government, I think that's absolutely something that's got to be looked at.
2 of the candidates standing in East Douglas are MHKs from the current administration, who'll be looking to defend their seats, while another former member of the Keys is attempting a political comeback. Let's briefly talk representation. The average age of the candidates in East Douglas is 52. The audience at last night's meeting was probably about the same, with a varied crowd encompassing young professionals and middle-aged business people, young families and homeowners, pensioners, a real cross-section of the capital's manifold electorate. But did they see their own diversity reflected in the candidates that are hoping to represent them? Well, what better way to find out than to ask some of them?
To have 8 candidates for 2 seats shows the commitment that exists on the island to rejuvenate and reignite passion for government.
Would you call it a representative bunch of candidates this year?
I would say so, yeah. There's everything from fairly right-wing all the way to left-wing and green, isn't there? So, yeah, wide spectrum.
I think there was a good mix of views and a good split between men and women, and I wish I could vote for more of them, really.
I think they go right across the spectrum. We've got people of fairly what I would call conservative views, more liberal ideas, the more sort of socialist element. I think they're a fairly diverse bunch, and I think it's probably one of the most interesting contests, the East Douglas one.
I'm sure you will have come here tonight with some idea of who you're going to vote for next Thursday night. Has tonight's meeting cemented or maybe disrupted your idea of who you were going to vote for?
It hasn't disrupted, but can we just leave it at, I found the evening enlightening.
Just finally, let's hear from a man who's probably more qualified to speak on constituency matters than I. It's the chairman of last night's meeting, Keith Watterson.
Well, I think some people could have accepted a little bit longer for the questions. Unfortunately, with 8 candidates in Douglas East constituency, the amount of time that we had was limited, and we managed to get through 6 questions answered by all 8 candidates, but unfortunately there were 10 further questions that we didn't get around to. I do appreciate that the questions were all valid, and I think the candidates did too, but it's just a lack of time. You know, we started at 7:30, we finished, about 9:45, and I think people are sort of ready to go home really by then, but some would have stayed up to midnight, dare say.
And just to remind you, the candidates standing in Douglas East next Thursday are Claire Bettison, Quinton Gill, Richard Holzall, John Jockin, John McBride, Chris Robertshaw, Kat Turner and Amanda Walker.